Well, basically what QE3 would do would be designed much like QE1 and QE2 to put money back into the economy. In this particular case, what the Federal Reserve really wanted to do was to lower interest rates in particular the longest of term interest rates. The argument being quite simply, if you can lower those long-term interest rates, that makes it less expensive to either get a mortgage or refinance a mortgage. That makes it easier for corporations to borrow on some of their long-term capital spending plans. And that makes things like U.S. stocks more attractive or relatively more attractive than bonds. And so what the Federal Reserve undertook today was something called Operation Twist. And that is they have announced over the course of about the next 15 months, they're going to sell $400 billion of short-term bonds they have, 3 years or less, use that money then to buy longer-term bonds, those with maturities of 6 years or more. What that will do is that will drive long-term bond prices up, drive long-term interest rates down. And the Fed hopes that this is going to help stimulate the U.S. economy.
Now, obviously, this is a more longer-term vision that the Fed has, but is there anything in your estimation that could be done in the shorter, even medium term, to help stimulate the U.S. economy a little bit further to try to get away from what many economists are now predicting could be a double-dip recession?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve's in a very difficult position. We have a presidential election coming up in November of next year, and so things like fiscal policy, government spending programs, tax cuts, et cetera, that's going to be very difficult to get through because our politicians are going to play politics with that issue. And so a lot of people, a lot of Wall Street investors are looking toward the Federal Reserve to try and put some kind of a policy in place to help this economy grow, to help stimulate the economy. The difficulty that the Federal Reserve faces here is that long-term interest rates in the United States are at or near record lows already. Our 10-year Treasury bond rate is under 2%. And so it's not clear that even if the Federal Reserve undertakes this Operation Twist and lowers interest rates a little bit more, that that's going to do much in the short run to stimulate the U.S. economy.
Is there any concern right now amongst both economic and political circles that with the situation in the United States right now that a lot of the United States creditors, including China, may start to shift away from buying up U.S. bonds? Is there any worry about that?
There's always a concern at the U.S. Treasury Department about that very issue. I spent 14 years with the U.S. Treasury Department, and periodically there would be discussions inside Treasury about foreign entities buying U.S. government bonds and the need to maintain that kind of a relationship. Japan and China are the two single largest foreign owners of a U.S. government bonds. And so there's always a lot of concern about if the United States government takes any kind of action that would endanger that relationship, what would be the impact on credit flows into the United States, what would be the implications for foreign exchange rates. So you've got a whole host of issues that the Treasury Department is and has in the past worried about with regard to that very issue.